Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Business Core. I am Simon, and I am your business builder, the building foundation of any business. Today's topic I want to jump into is motivating without money. Now, your business is only as good as your employees. If you want to increase sales, it's imperative that you have an energetic, motivated staff. How do you do that without spending a lot of money? Well, the first thing is to realize that we all work for a variety of reasons. Money being one of them, of course. Your job as an entrepreneur is to realize what other things motivate your employees and tap into those. Often, what people want out of their work depends on their age. If you can understand the various motivating factors of different employees, you'll be able to provide incentives for a job well done and do so without raising their salaries. I'm going to talk real quickly about some of the details of these groups and what each may be looking for. Now, the Generation Xers, known as Generation X, comprised of those born between 1964 and 1981, is a different breed of employees. They like a good salary as much as anyone, but just as important, they want to be in a challenging work environment where they can grow while learning new skills. For the most part, Generation Xers are independent and dubious. They have entered the workforce knowing that they will have several careers and employees throughout their working lives. What this means for you, the frugal yet inspired entrepreneur, is that you can motivate them by creating a work environment that develops their skills, therefore increasing their future and marketability. Offer assignments that's challenging to them. Change their jobs around some and give them new and different projects that will help them learn new skills. Not surprisingly, training is greatly appreciated by Generation Xers, as in mentoring and other continued education techniques. Other rewards that work with this group includes telecommunicating, gift certificates, dinners, and tickets to sporting and cultural events. Finally, remember that younger employees like to have fun and value a work-life balance. A workplace that demonstrates your support of that can go far and doesn't cost money at all. Now, the baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964 and are now middle-aged and thinking about family, money, and retirement. Indeed, many boomers are worried about their financial future. As such, one thing that you can do to help motivate them is to offer financial planning, good pensions and benefits, and retirement planning. You should also consider offering flexible work schedule and different retirement options. A survey by the National Institute on Aging found that nearly 80% of baby employees would prefer a retirement plan that is phased in rather than occurring all at once. Given that, use job sharing, flex time, independence, and other similar options as a way to keep these employees loyal. Training, especially computer training, is much appreciated by this group. Finally, consider sabbaticals, either paid or unpaid. The possibility of taking 4 or 6 months off work can be a great motivator and therefore a very effective way to reinvigorate baby boomer employees. Now, older employees, on the other hand, older employees were born between 1930 through 1945, usually have a fairly straightforward career and have worked for only a few employers. At this point in their career, they are risk adverse. And one of the best things you can offer them is respect for their experience and their knowledge of their industry. Giving them a more important title may help them work past retirement age if you want them to, especially if they're offered part-time hours and flexible schedules. So, the bottom line is there are many ways of increasing sales without spending a fortune. Everything from flyers to co-op advertising is available. To succeed, you will need to experiment. Try out a few different options and discover which one works best for your business. After that, turn it into a successful recipe and do it again and again. I am Simon and I am your business builder, and today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about motivating your employees without money. Have a great day.